DOJ, Feds arrested more Mexican nationals than Americans in 2018. By John Binder on August 23, 2019. The total number of federal arrests of Mexican nationals living in the United States now exceeds the total number of federal arrests of American citizens, federal data reveals. A new report by the Department of Justice, DOJ, finds that in 2018, the number of Mexican nationals arrested for federal crimes exceeded the number of American citizens who were arrested for federal crimes by about 8,000 arrests. For example, more than 78,000 federal arrests of Mexicans were made last year. Compare that to the roughly 70,500 federal arrests made of American citizens the same year. Over 20 years, the number of federal arrests made of Mexican nationals in the U.S. has soared by 175%, while federal arrests of Americans grew by only 10%. Likewise, the number of federal arrests of non-U.S. citizens is nearly double the arrests of Americans. In 2018, law enforcement officials arrested more than 125,000 non-U.S. citizens for federal crimes, a 234% increase since 1998. Central Americans in the U.S. have had the largest increase in federal arrests over the last two decades. In 1998, only about 1,200 Central Americans were arrested for federal crimes. Fast forward to 2018, when nearly 40,000 Central Americans were arrested for federal crimes. This indicates an increase in federal arrests of more than 3,300% over the last 20 years. As Breitbart News reported, though non-U.S. citizens represent just 7% of the total U.S. population, they accounted for 15% of all federal arrests and 15% of all prosecutions for non-immigration-related crimes in 2018. This indicates that non-U.S. citizens were about 2.3 times as likely to be arrested or prosecuted for non-immigration-related crimes. For non-immigration offenses, the total of federal arrests for non-U.S. citizens between 1998 and 2018 increased nearly 8%, and between 2017 and 2018 rose almost 10%. Non-U.S. citizens were most likely to be prosecuted for illegal re-entry, that is, illegal aliens who have been previously deported, drugs, fraud, alien smuggling, and misuse of visas. A 2018 Government Accountability Office GAO report discovered nearly all illegal and legal immigrants in U.S. federal prisons are from Mexico, Honduras, El Salvador, the Dominican Republic, Colombia, and Guatemala. Between 2010 and 2015, the average annual cost to incarcerate criminal illegal and legal immigrants slightly decreased, as the criminal alien population slightly decreased as well, from $1.56 billion to about $1.42 billion. That cost is paid for by American taxpayers who are forced to offset the costs of mass immigration to the country. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.